Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At the recent National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, the Farm Industry News Group hosted a seminar titled Eyes in the Sky, Putting Unmanned Aerial Vehicles to Work on the Farm. One of four presenters was Dr. Suzanne Weaver-Smith, director of the University of Kentucky's Unmanned Systems Research Consortium. She's excited about the potential of that work and was quite pleased at their reception at the seminar.
It's a wonderful show. We've really been enjoying it here. This is our first year at the show. Mm-hmm. We're a group that's a collection of faculty from the University of Kentucky that are really broad interests, all the way from computer science and engineering to ag engineering and forestry. And we are working together with companies to advance technologies for unmanned systems applications. And, of course, our focus here is applications in agriculture.
Drones are basically what we're talking about, and they may take shape as miniature planes, helicopters, or futuristic hovercraft. With GPS and computer technology, they become a system with applications for everything from search and rescue to farming, and they're headed our way.
I think what everybody is doing right now is getting ready because they see that this is coming. It's not exactly clear when the FAA and other policy interests in the United States converge, but I think everybody is getting their technology advanced as far as they can, and that's really one of our goals, to make sure things are calibrated, that people know what they're doing, that the sensors are right, and people are ready to go.
We'll be right back.
Do you know that you have a neighbor making big contributions to the Kentucky economy and your family's dinner table? That's right. Our poultry and livestock farmers provide safe and healthy food choices for your family, as well as new jobs and $5.2 billion in revenue for the state. Our state's poultry, livestock, and other farmers work hard to preserve our land and natural resources, all while producing high-quality food.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Permission to flight test UAVs is restricted with UK's consortium given permission in very limited specific airspace. The FAA is expected to make some kind of general ruling on UAVs next year. Another presenter at that seminar was Michael Sama in UK's Biosystems and Ag Engineering Department. I mentioned past stories we'd done with UK Ag Engineer Tim Strutman, then using new digital cameras and a remote control model plane.
Scouting was one of the first applications that made a lot of sense because all we needed to do was take pictures, but we've come a long way in terms of data management and collection in agriculture, so things are done so precisely now that by going up in the air, we can actually take pictures and use that to improve our management operations. So things like nitrogen management and nutrient management, we can actually use aerial images to refine our predictions on where we need to place nitrogen and other fertilizers in the field.
We'll have part two of this story later this week. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.